Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Well, it was Trump, then it was Biden, but now it's just really too close to call. The race for president is razor thin as voter counts in Georgia, Arizona, Nevada and Pennsylvania come in. Who gets the keys to the White House could come down to just a few thousand votes in Nevada. President Trump is vowing to turn to the Supreme Court to secure four more years in office as his lawyers mount a legal blitz across the country. As the margins tighten, Trump supporters rushed to vote counting stations in frenzied protest. In Detroit, Michigan, protesters pounded on the doors, shouting, "Stop the count."
Stop the count! Stop the count! Stop the count!
But in Maricopa County, Arizona, as Mr. Trump gained on Joe Biden's lead, the president's supporters demanded officials continue to count the votes. Well, to decipher the mayhem, our correspondent Simon Marks joins us now from Washington, D.C. Hi, Simon.
Hello, Corin.
Okay, let's just give a big picture state of play at the moment because there's a lot of moving parts here.
There are.
Would you still say this is in Biden's favour? He's got the more pathways to victory, but it is, boy, it's getting close.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that if votes are allowed to be counted, Joe Biden's going to win the presidency. If you look at the numbers in states like Pennsylvania and Georgia as they process this mountain of postal ballots that they're working their way through, the majority of those postal ballots are in Joe Biden's favor, and they are slowly winnowing down Donald Trump's advantage in both of those states. And at a certain point over the next few hours, Joe Biden will move into the lead in both of those states. And once the voting, once the counting is complete, the networks here will project Joe Biden not just as the winner in Pennsylvania and probably also Georgia and probably also Nevada, but they'll then say he's got the 270 delegates in the Electoral College and therefore should be considered America's next president. But the spanner that's being thrown in the works here is being deployed by President Trump. He's put a statement out within the last hour saying, in all block capitals, if you count the legal votes, I easily win the election. If you count the illegal and late votes, they can steal the election from us. What Donald Trump is saying is stop counting votes that are in favor of Joe Biden and only count votes that are in favor of me, Donald Trump. And that is literally now the official position from the White House.
Of course, no evidence of that whatsoever at this stage of any of that fraud, we should point out. The thing here, Simon, is that the timing is interesting because the longer this drags on, there's the more opportunity for these court challenges. The pressure must be on this vote because if Nevada was to come through and be called and things are starting to speed up there, could be in the next few hours, that would then force Fox to have to call this race for Biden, and that would psychologically and symbolically put pressure on the Trump camp.
Yes, I mean, Joe Biden is heading towards a difficult decision. At what point is he formally going to declare victory in this race? At the moment, he's telling everybody to be patient. He did that again on Twitter just a few minutes ago. But the longer this goes on, you're absolutely right, the more complicated it becomes. And again, within the last hour in Nevada, top Republican official, Matt Schlapp, who's on the ground there with other Trump campaign chiefs, insists that they're now going to begin legal action, literally to litigate every single postal vote in parts of that state. Take a listen.
The idea in America that we would somehow reduce or limit the ability to have basic insurance that a ballot is a legal ballot, that a ballot is an acceptable ballot, that the person who voted, that we took minimal steps to make sure that there was a signature match, for instance. Those types of guarantees need to be in the process.
But that kind of claim could gum the works up here for weeks. Already in Allegheny County in Pennsylvania, they've had to stop counting votes today because Trump legal action is pending. In Georgia a few hours ago, a judge threw an attempted lawsuit out by the Trump campaign because the lawyer for the president in the courtroom literally couldn't come up with a shred of evidence to support the central allegation in the lawsuit that the officials there had been mishandling post votes, so the judge threw it out. But it keeps delaying everything, and that is ultimately going to lead Joe Biden to the point where he's going to have to do something to try and break this kind of deadlock if he's going to declare victory and stand a chance of being seen as legitimate. Donald Trump had 68.5 million people voting for him in this election, a stunning number. And they are all being told now by the president that the vote counting needs to stop because Joe Biden's trying to steal the election.
And just finally, so the protest, we are already seeing protests. One can imagine these will escalate, and can only imagine they will seriously escalate if the networks in particular, and they have a, they are a crucial in this, call the election for Biden.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I think the moment at which Joe Biden is officially projected the winner of this election, whether it's by Fox and AP, who at the moment say Joe Biden needs to win only one state, or all the other networks and the New York Times that say Joe Biden actually needs two, at the point at which they make that projection, that's traditionally a turning point here, right? They've looked at the numbers. They say Donald Trump no longer mathematically has a possibility of securing four more years. The next thing we all expect to happen is Joe Biden walks up to a microphone and says, America, I accept your mandate. I am ready to lead. And the longer that doesn't happen, the more opportunity there is for jiggery pokery to go on behind the scenes by the president's lawyers. Moves that the Biden campaign today described as, in some parts of the country, comic. So specious were the legal claims that the Trump campaign was making, but they seem absolutely determined, at least for the short term, to carry on trying to make those claims.
Simon Marks, thank you as always, joining us there from Washington, D.C.